Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I'm pretty excited for a couple of reasons, not just this program this evening, but also this weekend. I'm hoping to launch and go be on the air once a week as Dakota Lone Star for 2-hour increments. And that's going to be really awesome because I get a chance to spend more time with you, the listenership. All right. So we're dealing with some ragweed here, and so I've had to kind of deal with that. But today's program is going to be a lot of fun, actually. It's called Washington Post Sophomoric Staff. That's what I've entitled today's program. And it's interesting because their freshman staff or staffers or even their sophomore writers that are sophomores, they've got so much to look forward to, graduating to the likes of Eugene Robinson, among others. But it's interesting, and I'm going to go there in just a moment as to why I mentioned that. But all right, so just a couple of things to point out at the beginning of this program. If you call in, try to abstain from locker room banter. I've been guilty of that on several occasions in the past, as late as yesterday or as early as yesterday even, but to one extent, but in large part it wasn't really locker room banter as much as it was how frustrated I am with this nation. And anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and kick things off. The call-in number is 929-477-4090, and I'm going to go ahead and read from my blog at 40and28.weebly.com. And that's my primary website, 40and28.weebly.com. I'm excited because I'm going to purchase an address from them, hopefully this weekend. Lord Jesus willing. Oops, did he just say that? In the United States of America, an individual using the name Jesus Christ in the United States. Well, that can't be. We just can't have that. The modern family's got to be the de facto leader to the tune of 100% in States of America in order for true freedom to be had, right? Wrong. Anyway, all right. So my latest blog I've entitled The Mindset of Liberal Columnists. In Jenna Johnson's Tuesday article for the Washington Post entitled Base is Increasingly Worried That a Trump Win Isn't Assured, she typed, "They still hope he will win." As the idea of another President Clinton angers and scares them. No, Jenna, no. Sorry, doll, no dice. What concerns, and I'm not into using the term doll, I just did it to kind of ruffle the feathers of the people that purchased 50 Shades of Grey in the United States that are offended, quote-unquote, by Donald Trump's locker room banter. Yeah, right. I've been saying it for several years now that water cool talk in our corporations and bathroom talk for women, I've heard them, and I've heard the guys, and I've heard the all of the talk. And if you know, and I worked for a corporation for 3 years. I poured myself into that corporation, and it's the people that needed us, the patients that needed our medication in terms of specialty medications. I poured myself into them, and since I wasn't willing to screw every manager, not even one of them, I didn't make it very far. And anyway, so all right, so sorry, doll, no dice. Excuse me, Jenna. That's a fairly contemporary name, Jenna, Miss Johnson. What concerns true Americans is the idea of an all-white Barack Hussein Obama. That's right. In essence, 'tis America's low-hanging fruit that should concern law-abiding folk. You know the type, the low-info voter, hell-bent on popping America's cherry back-to-back. but this time based on anatomical differences alone. Certifiably, America by and large has lost its, I was going to say damn mind, I'm not sure how, anyway, damnable mind, let's go there. I am not sorry for having said that when America loses one person that was willing via his or her track record or life, if you will, to coexist outside of actual rather than perceived violence, regardless of the deep divide, American exceptionalism has been dealt a rather large blow. Basically, in a nutshell, when we lose one person that was leading their life outside of the realm of violence versus perceived or violence or microaggressions, if you will, American exceptionalism at that point has been dealt a rather large blow. In fact, there's a war on those of us that are spiritual Americans. And first, and far be it, and then I went on to just say, far be it from for Nazi, I'm sorry, America's Nazis, excuse me, modern family, to comprehend that which for American citizens is rudimentary. And so basically it's not about the left, it's not about the right, it's not about the modern family, it's not about the Mike Pences or the Trey Gowdys or the Danini Pirellis. It's really about being able to truly coexist without becoming violent. If you are incapable of refraining from actual violence, just get the hell out. Oh, get out, I mean. I'm sorry. See, regardless of how heated the debate is or becomes, you're not a spiritual American if a video drives you to sodomize an embassy chair with a broomstick. You're not a spiritual American if a video drives you to vandalism even. You're not a spiritual American if a video drives you to looting even. All right. You're not certainly not a spiritual American if you're willing to indiscriminately or discriminately, you know, pick out someone in blue and kill them just based on the fact that they are a public servant. You know, you need to get the hell out of here yesterday if you're looking to just even the score, so to speak. All right. So anyway, so I'm going to read that again really quickly to you. In Jenna Johnson's Tuesday article for the Washington Post entitled "Base is Increasingly Worried That a Trump Win Isn't Assured," she typed, "They still hope he will win as the idea of another President Clinton angers and scares them." No, it concerns us though, sweetie. Doll, honey bunch, Polly Pie, whatever. Anyway, I'm just using those things to ruffle feathers tonight. But what concerns true Americans is the idea of an all-white Barack Hussein Obama with a vagina. Okay, in essence, 'tis America's low-hanging fruit that should concern all law-abiding folk the world over. You know the type, the low-info voter, like I said, that's hell-bent on popping America's cherry back-to-back, but this time based on anatomical differences alone. All right, so anyway, that's kind of 929-477-4090, and then we can kind of round out the show talking about the Eugene Robinsons of the world, talking about the evil into primordial. It's so funny because I opened up the Washington Post today and the word right there on the second or third page in one of the headlines was primordial. And it's so funny because yesterday I was thinking about the primordial sludge that is masquerading about and referring to themselves as Americans today when they wouldn't even have a clue. A lady, and I talked about this in the last program, a lady moved over here or moved to the United States, became a United States citizen, I believe, but she received an Oscar Award for her documentary about the plight of women the world over. The world over. And clapped, right? It's so red that she deserves that. You know, that's just awesome. A woman that comes over here from another land and creates a documentary about the treatment of women, actual oppression, in most cases, are far higher in distant lands than over here, unless you're the next of kin of Colleen Hufford, the woman that was beheaded in Oklahoma, and attempting to live out the American dream and work beside a Sharia shank of a devil in terms of the perpetrator. Now, the president doesn't want us to say radical Islamists or whatever. All right, so let's just agree to disagree, to agree, actually to disagree, that why don't we, what's wrong with just referring to Sharia law, proponents of Sharia law as Sharia shanks? You know, I guess we could just go there. They're just Sharia shanks. I like Chris Plant's take on that, calling them troglodytes that are just hell bent on their father's business to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why I've always said that a lot of our, you know, a significant percentage, rather, not necessarily a super high percentage, but a significant percentage enough of urban America wasn't even a half step removed from Farrakhan's bosom, so to speak, or the bosom of Farrakhan. So, and that's pretty scary. And I've been saying it, and now look at what's happening. You know, down in Florida, several store owners decided to take up arms against Farrakhan's bosom. And, you know, America isn't one land. It's really two lands. And it's quite simple, really. There's the land of, I will do everything in my power to coexist with those that I disagree with wholeheartedly. And then there's the other side that is, you know, supposedly evolved to a point where they wouldn't be violent. But then you see the pictures from Trump rallies and of people being punched out or knocked unconscious or bleeding, you know, next to irreparably. And it's just like, oh my God, like the left is such a beast. That's why I often refer to them as the Northeast and the Left Coast. And that doesn't mean there aren't God-fearing, constitutional-driven Americans that don't exist in either California or New York or New Jersey, but they're greatly outnumbered. And interestingly enough, speaking about outnumbered, you know, in terms of the Electoral College and so forth, I'm from South Dakota originally, hence Dakota Lone Star. I just wish we'd run a straight. I've been calling for it for a long time. Run a straight from North Dakota to Texas. Excuse me. Pick up a state on either side, a few states on either side, and then let the rest fall into the ocean. And hopefully there will be enough warning before, you know, great earthquakes and tsunamis might hit our coast. And actually, if Hillary Clinton keeps up her banter in this particular State Department, wants to continue to blame Russia for something that I'm pretty sure wasn't even their doing, I mean, for the most part, right? I think it's just, there was a post in the Washington Times either today or in the last couple of days that talked about Hillary's red herring. And I hope to read that article later. But It's interesting because I don't know how you define hacking, and this is another huge problem that we have in this nation, blaming anything and everything but ourselves for the problems that have arisen and have taken root and festered like a nasty boil, so to speak. But how I don't define hacking as someone that takes it upon themselves to set up their own, my goodness, their own system, their own to run with their own system, so to speak, outside of the lines, if you will, as ESPN Sports would have it, or ESPN would have it, but you know, to run with your own circuit, so to speak, and then purposefully delete 33,000 plus emails, I wouldn't necessarily consider that hacking. I would call that ineptitude or irresponsibility at best. So to have the gall to blame Russia for your being inept, Madam Secretary, is just laughable. You're a laughing stock for anyone with greater than 72 brain, an IQ greater than 72 brain, an IQ greater than 72. You know, the Sheila Jackson Lees and the who's this other goofball from California that's always. It's got the face that looks like it's been stretched over a camel's ass. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to Nancy Pelosi. Anyway, but Hillary, how did you personally feel? If Donald's not going to ask this question, I'll ask you. How did you personally feel when your ex-employer, referred to Sarah Palin as a pig. How did that personally make you feel? We really want to know if all women matter. And on another note, allegedly, a devil from Nigeria to the tune of $4.2 or $4.3 billion with a B, as in butthead, gave you money or wanted to give you money. And then ask that you keep Boko Haram off of a terrorist watch list. If your foundation, because you know this has been alleged, but if your foundation took money from one Gilbert Gilly Boy Chigauri, then you've gone to bed with the devil, sweetheart. Well, actually, I think you've already been in bed with the devil for several years, and you're just pretending and portraying angelic behavior when you call on a girl in a red bow whose daddy wrote a speech for her, help was the architect of a speech about concerning how women view and girls view themselves. I mean, it's so much easier to actually pick out a girl in a red bow in the United States of America than it is to look out for the target of Boko Haram and the captives of a Boko Haram. And then I'm just so upset with America. It's so funny because half, like literally 40% of America is so stupid. To believe the president when he says, well, all Republicans want is to carpet bomb everyone. No, dipwill. No, you're incorrect, son. What we wanted was for the Janjaweeds and the Boko Harams when they were 10 or 20 guys on horseback, or maybe half of them were riding camels at that point. One had a machine gun, and the rest were swinging machetes, and they were traveling from village to village doing what the devil does, and our satellite images couldn't pick up on that, and then we couldn't have called in a few A-10 strafing runs, which differs from carpet bombing. excuse me. See, again, if you're willing to vote for a person based on the fact that you want to pop America's cherry back to back, based on the fact that you'd be voting for America's first quote unquote female president, then you're the low hanging fruit that wouldn't know the difference between a strafing run and carpet bombing, if it meant that your life would be spared. You are, I was going to say deplorable. Wow, that just about popped in at the correct time. Anyway, give me a call at 929-477-4090. I'm looking forward to taking your calls as well this evening. We've only got about 8 and a half minutes left in this particular program. But I'm so looking forward to going live this weekend or shortly thereafter with 2 hour programs and being able to spend time with you. Regardless whether you agree with me, call in. That's the beauty of America rather than the nature of the beast. American exceptionalism existed prior to 2009, at some point prior to 2009, and it's been waterboarded by American Nazis and the way that they've treated Dinesh D'Souza, an American of Indian descent. But no, that couldn't be bigoted. The left, you just need to leave us alone. You've cornered 96% of the market, for God's sake. Just create your own scouting organizations, for God's sake. Create your own churches. Just leave us the hell alone. Just Eureka, create something instead of being a whiny ass safe space organization, LGBTQ, BYZ buzz of BS. Just make it happen. Create something. Create your own churches. Create your own affiliations. Do something. At least follow the lead of Ellen DeGeneres when it comes to being a giving people. Well, anyway, on top of that, let's talk about that for a minute. What for you is the largest factor in the upcoming election? For me, I would rather see every true blooded American of every color, every religion or otherwise, or atheist that's willing to actually coexist outside of the confidence of violence and that type of extremism to include looting, protected. That is the number one factor for me in this upcoming election, because this particular president has not ever proven that he's had our back, ever. He refers to everything, excuse me, as workplace violence. He gets up boldly and states that the American way of life has not been done away with. Yes, it has. For Colleen Hufford, it has, and for her family members, it has. Look, in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub, I lived in Orlando for 10 and a half years. How many people were murdered or stolen from the earth? I think, was it 50, 60 lives that were snuffed out that night? Homosexual and lesbian and bisexual lives, and then just some from the Modern Family, perhaps. But it was that's wrong. I mean, do you feel safe? Our State Department can even
the audit.
The San Bernardino Devil, seriously. And there were telltale signs, I guess, on their Facebook pages and other social media sites that they didn't take seriously. I mean, really? Just because I refer to the president as a Sharia shank, I have never, ever in my life implied violence toward him. Ever. Ever. And I won't allow for that on this program. But I still think he's a Sharia shank in hiding. That he's within Farrakhan's bosom and he's kind of played everyone. And for the fool that half of us are, all in the name of a darker skin tone, electing a person to the office of president of the United States of America under it because he had a darker skin tone. Really? The guy's half white. Is it the white? I can't decide which half I dislike more, is white half or is African half. I don't trust him. He's never once, he had a perfect opportunity to step up to the plate and say, Dylann Roof, you devil, this isn't how we roll. And then name the person that supplied the firearms to the San Bernardino devils and say, this isn't how we roll. You're going to pay a heavy price, supplier. We're going to hang you during the middle of the Tonight Show and just throw up a disclaimer at the bottom, a PSA, if you will. Make sure the kiddies are locked away in their bedrooms and sound asleep. And then hang the supplier of the San Bernardino Devils. Send a statement that that's not how Americans roll. Send a strong statement. At least for God's sake, stand up and say, this is not how we roll. Dylann Roof, this isn't how we roll as Americans. Dylann Roof, you're demon-possessed. Well, that's what I can say as a radio host. Now, the president could have curbed that verbal attire somewhat and just said, Dylann Roof and San Bernardino perpetrators, no, even one better, Dylann Roof and Nidal Hassan, you both deserve, in my opinion, the death penalty, and this isn't how we roll as Americans. Eureka! I didn't mention a religion or an ethnic background. Eureka! And I'm not even a world leader. Eureka! Find a new teleprompter. Eureka! We can't wait till you're out of the White House. I would give almost anything for a Deneen Borelli and a K.T. McFarland ticket working in accord with Trey Gowdy and the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Carson. It would be a beautiful thing. I am that racist that I would love to see a Deneen Borelli, K.T. McFarland ticket. That's how racist I am, you Nazi pigs. All right, hey, I have about 30 seconds left in this program. Going forward, next week, the call number is 929-477-4090. 4090, that's 929-477-4090. Hey, Dakota Lone Star here. Check me out online at 40and28.weebly.com, @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. God save America.